At age 17, Akilah Sanders-Reed has done far more thinking about climate change than most adults. She speaks with eerie calm about
floods, hurricanes, droughts, all the things that are going to be lost.
And the day in New Mexico when the water disappears and people start packing their bags. When she wonders about the future, it's not in terms of fortune and fame, but in terms of whether she'll be one of the ones leaving or one who stays back to help.
Because I think, as with almost any issue, it's usually the people who have less of a voice and who have less political and financial power who are going to be the most affected. And, you know, I certainly know I won't be able to just stand by and watch as things fall apart.
Ironic, maybe, that someone who can't vote sees herself as having political power. But when it comes to climate change, says Sanders-Reed, age is a trump card.
I think that the youngest generation has the moral authority to stand up and say we don't want that and to build a different future.
And that's why she's suing.
I recently became the plaintiff on a lawsuit against Governor Martinez and the state of New Mexico, asking the atmosphere be considered part of the public trust for New Mexico.
The public trust doctrine is an ancient common law doctrine.
That's attorney Samantha Ruskavage Bars with Wild Earth Guardians.
It traces its roots back to the Emperor Justinian. It can also be traced back to the kings of England and this idea that the state was the entity that held the natural resources in trust for the public.
In the U.S., the doctrine was first acknowledged in an 1892 Supreme Court case. Since then, it's been mainly used to protect navigable waters. Now, Sanders-Reed and about a dozen other students around the country have filed lawsuits against their states and one in federal court, arguing that it should apply to the atmosphere as well.
And if the state recognizes the atmosphere as a trust resource, then that means the state has to prevent substantial impairment to that resource.
If successful, the lawsuit would require New Mexico to assess the effect of current carbon emissions on the atmosphere, then make a plan for mitigation and prevention of further harm. Of all the cases filed, New Mexico's has made it farthest. In January, the judge in the case offered Sanders-Reed and her lawyer the opportunity to amend and resubmit their suit. They did, and now they're just waiting. A frustrating activity for someone seeing ever more signs of climate change.
I definitely have days when I wish it could just happen, you know, overnight. But I know that that's not possible and that we've set up an incredible judiciary system that allows people like me who don't have a vote, who don't have a voice in any other branch of government to be able to do this. And I know that in the long run, this will be a huge help if it actually goes through.
A help, but not the solution. Sanders-Reed says that will require a seismic shift.
It's not just going to be about turning out light bulbs and buying Priuses. We have to change the way we think. We have to change the mentality and the culture so that we value future generations as much as we value profits today. And I think people are really starting to wake up to the fact that we need to shift the entire way we live. And I think it's possible.
On the Conservation Beat, I'm Sissel Overgaard, KUNM.